Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners.
The following is an experience-sharing article entitled, Master Helped Me Overcome Countless Hardships and Tribulations, by a Falun Dafa practitioner in China. The article was published on the Minhui website on April 1, 2023. My mother started to practice Falun Dafa when she was terminally ill, while I was a freshman at university in 1996. She recovered miraculously after practicing Falun Dafa for 15 days. Her illness was gone. My curiosity led me to start reading Duan Falun. I was amazed while reading. My inner self was shouting, "This is what I have been searching for. I will definitely practice Falun Dafa." I became connected to this precious Fa at that moment. Part 1. Truth allowed me to see through lies. I was working on a remote construction site on a mountain in 1999. It was an isolated place. Few people had cell phones then. I went downtown one day to do some shopping. A TV in the store was broadcasting that Falun Dafa practitioners had been appealing for justice for Falun Dafa in Beijing. The news said that the practitioners were besieging the Chinese Communist Party CCP headquarters. My first reaction was that it was impossible that Falun Dafa practitioners would attack anyone or any place. Master had repeatedly told us not to get involved in politics and has asked us to let go of our human hearts and cultivate ourselves solidly. Practitioners who were not attached to fame, personal interest, or sentiment could not possibly besiege the CCP headquarters. Obviously, this CCP was framing practitioners. The CCP staged the Tiananmen Square self-immolation incident in January 23, 2001, to escalate the persecution of Falun Dafa practitioners. Such a large-scale, slanderous propaganda piece deceived Chinese people, as well as many people in Western countries. No practitioner would be so foolish as to set herself or himself on fire. Because practitioners know that it is not easy to obtain a human body, many elderly practitioners had been afraid that they would not have enough time left to complete their cultivation in their lifetimes. They treasured their lives very much. How could they possibly commit suicide? The lies are self-defeating in the face of the truth. Part 2. Righteous belief helps dissolve tribulations. Every practitioner has his or her own path of cultivation, as each one has a different mindset, different understandings of the Fa, different enlightenment quality, and has different amounts of karma. Master arranged everything for me after I started to practice Falun Dafa. Whether I regarded incidents as good or bad things, they were all arranged by Master for me to improve. I didn't think too much about the old forces' arrangements, because they are not worthy of testing practitioners or arranging cultivation paths for practitioners. I'd like to share two incidents here. My cousin is also a Falun Dafa practitioner. We live in different cities. I had business projects in his city, so I often went there on business. We shared cultivation experiences with each other when I visited. I asked my operations general manager one Friday afternoon before I finished work if I could drive to my cousin's city for business on Saturday. Before I even finished speaking, she got very angry and said, "You cannot go tomorrow. You go on Sunday morning if you want to go there." I was surprised. She had never talked to me like that before, but I didn't get upset. I told myself that there must be some reason and that it might be Master giving me a hint through her. I smiled at her and agreed. My cousin called me on Sunday before our car was out of my city. He said, Something had happened at his home last night, but he had escaped safely. He asked me not to worry. I was surprised and didn't know what had happened. I later visited the Minhui website using anti-censorship software and learned that more than 10 practitioners had been arrested by the police while they were studying the Fa and sharing at my cousin's home. If I had gone to his city on business, I would have gone to his home and might have been arrested. Master protected me again. This was the first incident. I was in constant communication with several local coordinators for some time. I had to do something for them. One coordinator asked me to write an article to expose the persecution of local Dafa practitioners. I finished it and wanted to let the coordinator know. The communication software on my cell phone disappeared suddenly, as if it had been uninstalled. Nothing was accidental. I realized that Master made it disappear and didn't want to let me use it. I listened to Master and didn't install it again. I then became extremely busy with work. I also had other Dafa projects to do. I didn't contact the local coordinators. I visited the Minhui website one day 2 months later. I saw that local practitioners, including the coordinators, had been arrested. I was shocked and felt sad. They are such good practitioners. I learned that one of the practitioners had been monitored by the police for nearly 3 months. That was after my communication software had disappeared, which I believed was arranged by Master. I didn't go against it. If I had insisted on downloading the software and kept using it, I might have brought danger to myself. Master gave me hints in this way. I thought of another incident that happened to a practitioner. She lived in Beijing and attended a big group Fa study. The practitioners there were not vigilant with safety. One day she went to attend Fa study. She got lost near the practitioner's home and wandered around for over an hour. She couldn't find her way. She thought the old forces wouldn't let her study the Fa with the group, but she would definitely go there. At that moment, she saw the practitioner's child and followed him to his home. The practitioner was making 9 commentaries on Communist Party booklets, and the tools were scattered around the place. The practitioner somehow touched the blade of the knife. Her middle finger bled. She was not enlightened at the time and studied the Fa with the group. Then she heard someone knocking at the door. Many policemen broke in and arrested all the practitioners. She was detained for a month. After she was released, she realized that Master had seen the danger and didn't let her find the practitioner's home and had tried to get her to stop. But she was not enlightened to it and brought big trouble to herself. Actually, Master looks after every practitioner who genuinely cultivates. Master gives hints to practitioners when danger is near. It depends on the individual practitioner whether they will realize it or not. As long as we have righteous belief in Master, the danger will be dissolved. Part 3. Family Tribulations. My husband is a non-practitioner. I didn't cultivate diligently when I was just married. I had many conflicts with my mother-in-law, and our relationship was intense. She scolded me harshly due to our different habits, even in front of my friends. I couldn't accept it in my heart. Though I didn't fight back verbally, I never said sorry to her or was soft with her. My husband was a man of few words and never comforted me. I became resentful. My grievances accumulated like an icy mountain that would never melt. Thanks to a practitioner's help, I learned to look within. After studying the Fa more and sharing with other practitioners more, I understood that it was definitely my fault if I had a conflict with an everyday person. When I looked further, I found where my shortcoming was and rectified it in time. My environment changed. I decided to take the initiative to resolve my family conflicts. I couldn't continue my wrongdoing. So I let go of myself, abandoned my vanity and the mindset of losing face. I became good to my mother-in-law unconditionally. In the beginning, I still argued with her when we had different opinions on an issue. both of us ended up being unhappy. I then regretted what I had done. I didn't maintain my shinshing. I needed to let go of my competitiveness. I sent forth righteous thoughts to eliminate it. I could gradually control myself. I clarified the truth to her. She agreed to withdraw from the CCP and its affiliated organizations. I often brought her vegetables during the lockdown due to the pandemic. I took care of her. When she gave things to my sister-in-law and me, I asked her to give them all to my sister-in-law. I never asked her for anything. She always praises me in front of other people now. She's proud of me and feels very happy. I didn't pay much attention to my heart of resentment for my husband. One day when I was walking home with my daughter, I thought of all the ways my husband had mistreated me, and I became resentful. Suddenly, my daughter said, "It is all your fault, all your fault." I was surprised. I hadn't said anything. How did my daughter know what I was thinking? I then realized that Master was speaking to me through my daughter. 3 such incidents happened. Whenever any bad thoughts against my husband came into my mind, I would say to myself, "It is my fault. He is good." Gradually, my grudges toward my husband vanished. Whenever people mention what happened between us, my heart doesn't move, as if they were talking about other people's affairs. I don't even remember the previous incidents. Part 4. Suspected of being a secret agent. When the lockdown was lifted and I went back to work, I was labelled a secret agent of the National Security Bureau by local practitioners. I felt so sad when I first heard this news. That was a big blow to me. I was very upset, but I knew that I must look within and cultivate myself unconditionally. Master said in the teaching, Dharma disciples must study the Fa, quote, "As Dharma disciples, you mustn't let up in your own cultivation. You need to seize the opportunity to cultivate yourselves. The more chaotic things are, the more so you can cultivate yourselves amidst the chaos. The more you encounter ordeals or unpleasant things, the more it is an occasion for you to look at the problems in a different way and think to yourself, all of these are stepping stones by which to cultivate and improve," unquote. I understood more clearly from Master's Fa that this massive tribulation was a good thing for a practitioner and a good opportunity to improve myself. I must make good use of it to improve my shinshing. I only needed to look within during the tribulation and didn't need to seek acknowledgement from others. I believed that Master knew what I had been doing and my starting point for everything. As long as Master recognized me as a practitioner, everything was fine. I believe in Master. I asked myself, why did I feel uneasy and had become passive? What attachments had led to such behavior? I found my attachments of fear, seeking fame, looking down upon some practitioners, jealousy, and resentment. Take fear as an example. I was afraid of being criticized by other people. I was especially afraid that my thoughts and actions were not in line with the Fa. I measured my every thought and action with Fa principles and everything that had taken place at work, in my family and in my family life from the Fa's perspective. I tried to do everything in line with the Fa and felt afraid if I didn't do things according to the Fa. That was a big attachment of mine. How should I handle such a big incident? I knew that I must rectify myself in the Fa quickly. When I let go of my attachments and all the bad substances were cleared in my field, this tribulation would be dissolved. I must clear this interference in the shortest time. First, I must know the Fa principles and rectify my thoughts and negate all of it. The old evil forces in other dimensions want to separate practitioners and prevent our projects from running well and weaken our ability to save sentient beings as a whole. I said, "Evil forces, listen. I am Master's genuine practitioner. I will not let your conspiracy succeed. Our practitioners will not be separated due to your conspiracy. I will let go of myself and harmonize the whole body. I will not resent the practitioners who spread the rumors. I will not allow you to persecute our practitioners. I will eliminate you. I calmed down a bit, but a little resentment still came into my mind. I grasped the bad thought and wanted to eliminate it. I said to myself, that practitioner is Master's disciple. He is the best. All his words that were not in line with the Fa were not from him. It is me who hasn't done well. I will rectify myself in the Fa. I repeated this many times. Those bad thoughts became weaker and weaker. They have vanished now. I still hadn't found the fundamental reason for this happening to me after 2 days. Where was my problem? What did Master want me to know when it happened to me? I pondered this for some time. A practitioner came to see me. She told me why other practitioners suspected that I was a secret agent. She said that a few coordinators had been arrested and their homes were searched, but nothing happened to me, so people wondered if I was a secret agent. One of the practitioners who was arrested had been monitored for a long time. He knew it himself. But he was still involved in all the aspects of rescuing other practitioners. From hiring the lawyers and discussing with other practitioners how to rescue the practitioners because time was limited, he didn't stop at all. This provided the evil with an opportunity, which led to the large-scale arrests. Our losses were huge. Then what behaviors had I displayed that led to me being suspected of being a secret agent? I thought of cell phones. Master had far lectures about cell phones. We had shared on this topic many times. I had used it carefully, but as time went on, I became careless. I was the local technical support and provided materials to several groups. The practitioners would call me when they needed me to help. Though we talked carefully and used code words, the police could guess what we were talking about. It was dangerous to do this. The police might know what every practitioner was doing before they arrested us on a large scale. I came to the FAR study group the next day and shared with practitioners about communication by cell phone. They all realized the seriousness of this issue. They either changed their phone numbers or stopped communicating via cell phones. Several days later, the practitioner who spread the rumor that I was a secret agent notified the local practitioners not to mention this incident again. This menacing tribulation was dissolved after I improved my Xinxing and rectified myself in the Fa. Part 5. Obtaining a receipt. This incident happened when I worked for another company. Our company sold an Audi car to a state-owned enterprise in another province to pay off some of our debts to them. My general manager asked me to deliver the car to that company with him. The accountant at my company repeatedly told us that we must ask the other company to issue a receipt to us. We met the person who came down to our city to pick up the car in a hotel and gave him the keys. We then left. All three of us, including our driver, forgot to ask for a receipt. When I came home and sat down, I saw a reel fall down and open up slowly. My mind intent told me that we didn't get the receipt. I was frightened. How come the three of us all forgot about such an important thing? I called the person who had picked up the car. Luckily, he was still in the hotel. He would issue me a receipt the next day. Nothing happened accidentally. I realized that this person must be predestined. A master had given me an opportunity to clarify the truth to him, because I would not have had time to clarify the truth to him when the three of us were there. I went to see him early next morning. I clarified the truth to him in his hotel while he was writing the receipt. I told him what Falun Dafa is and how the Tiananmen Square self-immolation incident was staged. He listened attentively and agreed to withdraw from the CCP and its affiliated organizations. I also asked him to let his family members know and remember, Falun Dafa is good, and truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good. He nodded and agreed. Part 6. Conclusion. There are so many miracles and touching stories that have happened during my cultivation in Falun Dafa over the last 20 plus years. There was anxiety that I didn't do well, but more joy and happiness after I gained righteous enlightenment. Master takes care of us in all aspects of our lives. It is so good to be a disciple of Falun Dafa. I will cultivate diligently. Do the three things well and shoulder the responsibilities of a disciple in the far rectification period. Thank you, Master, for your compassionate salvation.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.